It's time to go to the Word of God and see what thus saith the Lord to our hearts today. And I hope that everyone that's here will have the mindset that what God says, I'm going to do. If you would, let's turn together to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. First Corinthians chapter 15, and I'm reading verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We thank God for that reading, for that 58th verse. And the Lord has placed on my heart to preach this morning from this subject. I won't be moved. I won't be moved. That's something that, as the subject, that's a conviction that you'll have to have. You have to be determined in your heart that you know in whom you believe and you're going to stay right there. Amen. As we look at that passage again, it says that be steadfast. Steadfast means you're firmly settled in the truth of the resurrection and of victory in Jesus. Firmly fixed. Doesn't matter who comes your way and they come with something else. I'm firmly fixed. My mind is made up. You can say what you want to say, but it's not going to change my mind because I know that I am living and believe what the Bible says, and I'm going to stand on the Word of God because the Bible lets us know that heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's Word is forever. And we're going to have to stand on the faith. Let's look at that same chapter, and let us look at verse 1. Chapter 15, again, verse 1. It says, Paul says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. Amen. We got to keep it in our hearts and our minds. The gospel that's been preached to us. The gospel of truth. The word of God. It says, Paul says at 3rd verse, for I have delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the scripture. We got to believe that. We got to believe when Jesus was crucified on that cross, Jesus had my sins and your sins, and he was crucified not for the wrong that he had done, but for the wrong that we had done. And we got to hold on to that. You don't let anybody cause you to change your mind. It says that he was died for our sins according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and then he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. I believe it. Amen. I believe that he was crucified. I believe he was crucified for my sins. I believe that as he said he would do, when he died, he was put in the tomb. But on the third day, he got up again. And when he got up, our sins had been paid for. When he got up, he was the one that God has authorized to forgive us of our sins. When he got up, he became our leader, the ones that will lead us from earth to glory. When he got up, he made a way for us to be brought back into a right relationship with God. When he got up, man, he made it a way for us to have power from on high because he has given to us his spirit. And the Holy Ghost in us will cause us to do what God said. You got to believe it. And it doesn't matter what anybody else tells you, if they go contrary to what the Bible says, you're going to hear it and not hear it. You're going to let it go in one ear and out the other. See, when you talk to folks, those who, the devil's children are just committed as we are. He wants us to change. Amen. You know, they come and they kind of pretend that, you know, all is well, and they want a dialogue with you. No, they don't want a dialogue with you. They want to change you. Amen. But we're not gonna be moved. Amen. I know what I believe. You ought to know what you believe. Yeah. You ought to know that it's right, because it's based on Scripture. Yeah. It's based on what the Word of God says. And God's word is right. And we stand on his word, because God said heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word is forever. We're going to stay right here till Jesus comes. Amen. I thank God for the word. So it says to be steadfast. My mind made up. Amen. Then it says, as we continue in that 15th verse, unmovable. Unmovable. Unmovable means you're firmly rooted. Firmly rooted. Let nothing shake your faith or move you away from hope of the righteous, of the gospel. You're not going to move. And it doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter how wonderful that speeches sound. And we're not going to, you know, sometimes they out-talk you. They don't give you a chance to say anything, and when you try to say something, they cut you off. Yeah. Amen. So sometimes we just stand there and listen to what they got to say. Yeah. But when they finish saying, my mind is made up, yeah, I'm going with Jesus all the way. Amen. They come and say there are many ways to heaven. Well, we know that's a lie. Yeah. But that's not what the Bible supports. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. There's only one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus. Amen. You can't get to the Father except through Jesus. So we're going to stand on what we believe, because it's based on the Bible, and it's rightly divided. It's rightly divided. God bless you. So we're going to be steadfast. We're going to be unmovable. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. We want to look at a passage to help us know that we got to be firm. Ephesians chapter 4, and I'm reading verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You have to be, as I said earlier, rooted, firmly rooted. You know, these trees that's firmly rooted, and the wind blows, when the storm comes, when the storm passes, they're still standing. Amen. Amen. And we want to be like that. Okay. Amen. When the storm has gone by, we're still standing. We're standing on the word of God. So you have to know what you believe, and you got to be convinced in your heart that you are right, and you're not going to be tossed to and fro by what they say. Amen. Because they got speeches. They go to classes. They teach them how to talk to us, to try to convince us that, you know, we worship the same. No, we don't worship the same, because you don't believe like I believe about Jesus. Uh-huh. Amen. See, some folks think that Jesus was just a prophet, just a good one. No, I don't believe that. Amen. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. I believe that God robed himself in flesh and came down here in the form and became a son of God. And Jesus came here as a savior, not a prophet. He came here as the Messiah. Amen. He came here as the God that would live in us. Oh, so that's what I believe. He wasn't just a prophet. Amen. And some of them believe that you got to do certain things in order to get to heaven. Well, I don't believe in your principles or your pillars of what you got to do. I believe what God says, that if we have faith in Jesus, that Jesus will save us. Amen. Our salvation is not based on works. It's based on faith. Yeah. And I was reading something about some of those false teachings. They do all the works and they don't have any guarantee that they go into heaven. Thank God we have a guarantee. When our faith is in Jesus, and Jesus cleanses us from sin, and Jesus comes and gives us a new heart and a new spirit, we become sons of God, we become heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Our names are recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, and God said it wouldn't blot it out. When I have faith in Jesus, I have the assurance that heaven is mine. That I'm a citizen of heaven, and I'm on my way to heaven. Can I get an amen? Amen. I believe that, and you got to believe that. Yes. If you want to go to heaven, yeah. You got to have your convictions. Yeah. You got to stand on what you believe. Uh-huh. Don't agree with things that's contrary to what you can see in the Bible. Amen. Don't agree with it. When you have your convictions and you affirm, you can hear false teachings. Yes. And we encounter with people many times and we hear false teachings. Yes. But it does not go into our hearts. Amen. Amen. We reject it. Yes. Amen. And we don't have to say anything. We don't have to get in an argument. Amen. We just know that is not what I believe. And I'm not going to change. Amen. I'm going to keep on living according to what God says. Because we can't be like children. Yes. Tossed to and fro. Uh-huh. We need to be firm in the faith. Yes. Amen. We need to know that what we believe is right. Yes. And we need to stand on it. And if you stand on God's word, God will give you victory. When you stand on God's word, God's going to bless you. Yes. When you stand on God's word, God would allow you to hear things that it would not affect you. Yes. Amen. Because we are rooted and grounded in God's word. Amen. You can talk to doubters, people who don't believe like you believe. Yes. But they're not going to change us. Amen. We're going to stand on the truth. Amen. And whatever they say, it's not going to change our faith. Amen. I believe in Jesus. He is the Savior of the world. Amen. And I don't care what you say. The Bible says there's none other name under heaven given whereby you must be saved except Jesus. And I'm standing on. See, what's interesting is and what you ought to be rooted and grounded in. They're talking about going to heaven, but whose kingdom is it? It's God's. And if it's God's kingdom, he has a right to set the rules. And since he sent his son here to die for our sins and to so we could be brought back into a right relationship, and then he determined that in order for us to have our sins forgiven and for us to live a righteous life, we got to believe in Jesus. And if we don't believe in him, we can't go to heaven. Amen. Folks who don't believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world, they can't go to heaven. There are no exceptions. Amen. There are no, well, I believe some about Jesus. You got to believe everything about Jesus. Amen. Because everything that's been recorded about Jesus is right. Yes. And we got to stand on it. Yes. So we can stand on our faith, and it's not going to change because somebody can out-talk us. Because somebody got another doctrine that sounds like it's right. But we know and who we believe, and we are not going to be moved. You got to have that in your mind. I'm not changing. And you talk whatever you want to talk. I remember once this man went to argue with the person I know about the shape of the cross. He wanted to argue that the cross wasn't a T-type shape like we look. It was an X. And Jesus died on the cross and looked like an X. And he just had his speech about it. But see, that's what the devil does. It does not matter whether it was an X or a T. What matters is that Jesus died on the tree, and he died for our sins. And in order to go to heaven, you can't. It's not about believing in the cross. It's believing in Jesus. And when you believe in Jesus, Jesus will make a way for you. They argue about things that have no importance. We need to repent of your sins. Yes. We are born sinners. Yes. We come into this world liars. Yes. Liars don't go to heaven. Amen. And since we are born liars, we need to have a change. Yes. We need to be changed so we can speak truth and not lie anymore. Because you don't want to be a liar, because if you're a liar, then you're like your father. And the Bible says that the devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. And a liar will not tarry in God's sight. So we're going to stand on the truth. The Bible is truth. The Bible is God breathed. God moved on holy men, and they wrote as God gave them what to do. And I stand on it. The word of God is right. So we hear these things. But thank God, it's like pouring water on a duck's back. We hear it and it just rolls right on off. Amen. We just go away saying, Lord, saying, Jesus, I thank you for saving my soul. We have to know the word of God to be steadfast and unmovable. Amen. It's important. We have to know God's word in order to be steadfast and unmovable. Let's go to 2 Timothy. See what the word of God is saying. 2 Timothy. Second chapter. I'm reading in verse 15. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In order to be tossed, stop not being tossed to and fro. In order to stand on your conviction, we got to know God's word. David so wonderfully placed it, said, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. You need the word of God. When they come with these false teachings and false doctrines, you'll know that's not according to the word of God. We need to spend time in reading his word. We need to spend time in meditating on his word. And we need to spend time daily praying and asking God to help you. You know where Paul also said in Romans, he said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. We're not ashamed of God's word. We're not ashamed to let the world know that I'm a Christian. We're not ashamed to let the people know that our salvation is based on faith in Jesus and the redemptive work that he's done for us. So in order to be prepared, because there's a war going on, amen, the devil is yet going with through his people to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. The devil is yet a deceiver. The devil is yet trying to kill. Amen. And we need to be prepared. We need to have our weapon, the word of God, the most powerful weapon in the world. So So we need to have the word of God. Study to show yourself to prove. Yeah. Rightly dividing. See, that's the problem with the devil's children. The word of God is not rightly divided. And this is why we need to know what's right and what we believe. See, if it, people make counterfeit money. They get the real thing and try to imitate it. And that's what the devil's children do. They try to imitate what they hear. Jesus is not a lying up of the tribe of Judah. He's acting like he is. He's a pretender. Yes. The devil is a deceiver.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. He is an accuser of the brethren.
Yes.
The devil doesn't want you firmly fixed in Jesus and your mind on Jesus. He doesn't want you serving Jesus.
Amen.
The devil wants us to serve him.
Yes.
So God in this word says, be steadfast, unmovable. We got to beware of false teachers. There are false teachers in the land. They're deceivers, and they're sly in their dealings, and they work trickery in the name of the Lord. Let's go to 2 Peter, if you would. 2 Peter chapter 2. I'm going to read a passage in 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2, and I'm reading verse 1. It says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you.
Amen.
We can say amen to that.
Amen.
There's a whole lot of people out here saying that they're Christians and they don't live by the word of God.
Yeah.
Amen. A lot of them think they're going to heaven, but they don't believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. So the Bible says that they're false teachers going to bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. See, they're setting themselves up for destruction.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. You know, they're trying to convince people to do wrong, and God is going to punish them for lying and deceiving people. Oh, a liar can cause so much trouble.
Yeah.
I was looking on the news, and this man had been in jail, I think, 38 years or whatever. And lo and behold, the DNA proved that he wasn't even guilty. There's some folks who've been lied on and they've been put in jail and given the death penalty and died innocent. But the liar's going to have his day. He's going to have to answer to a righteous God. See, they lie and they get away on earth, but thank God there's a righteous judgment day coming.
Yes.
When man's going to have to give an account of things they've done in their bodies, whether it's been bad or good. And they can't lie because Jesus knows all about it. Amen. See, because the Bible let us know that there's a book of life and there are books.
Yes.
And in the books, everything is being recorded.
Yes.
And I thank God that Jesus took our names out of the books. He put our name in the book of life. He cleansed us from our sins. He made a way for us to be able to live a righteous life in this evil world. Amen. He's given us courage to stand on who Jesus is and to believe that every word of God is right. But all those false prophets and false teachers. And look at the sad thing about it. Verse 2, it says, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. See, they get these high profile folks. And the people can get a big crowd. And they get a big crowd, but they're not giving the big crowd the truth that they need. They talk about prosperity and they talk about other things, but they're not talking about you need to repent of your sins. They're not telling folks that if you don't repent of your sins, there's no way to go to heaven. They're not teaching that big crowd that you got to believe in Jesus because Jesus pays your sin debts and Jesus is your way to the kingdom. They don't preach that. They'll preach about love, and they'll preach about having this, and they'll preach about, oh, but that's not going to save folks. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? The Bible says, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And I hope you say, nothing will I give. I'm going to walk with Jesus. I'm going to stand on the word of God, knowing that this is not my home. We're just passing through here. I'm on my way to heaven. All that I don't get here is going to be made up in heaven. When we get to heaven, we won't remember all the trouble we had to go through, because we're going to be in that place of eternal joy, eternal happiness. We'll be in the presence of our Lord. Oh, I thank God, but you got to endure to the end. Thank God for his word. It says many is going to be led by them because they believe in them. And that's the fallacy. Man need to keep people from worshiping them and point to the true and living God. They need to, men need to let the people know that I'm just a servant of God. And God is the one that anoints me. God is the one that gives me what to say. I don't have any power. I'm just God's messenger. I used to say years ago that I'm just God's telegram boy. Amen. I don't write it. I just deliver it. Can I get an amen? And we need some deliverers who will stand on the word of God and who will stand flat-footed and let people know that it's heaven or hell. And you don't have to die and go to hell, because Jesus has made a way. Thank God for his word. Verse 3 says, and through covetousness shall they with vain words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. A lot of them in it for the money. It's all about them. I'm prosperity. Look at me. I saw years ago, these investigative reporters had gotten this national evangelist who was talking about things and having people to send money to them, to him. And the reporter sat by him in the airplane. He couldn't go. There was nowhere for him to get away because they're up in the air. And they asked him about their request that people sent in. And he tried to give him an answer, but they had been in his trash can and found all those letters, not read, open, with whatever donation taken out and the other put in the trash. Oh, that person is going to have to answer to a holy God. Amen. Who's led people astray for their own purposes. The Bible said they'll make merchandise of you. Amen. They'll make you feel guilty so that you give your light bill money, and you know if you don't pay your light bill, it's going to be cut off. They'll tell you, yeah, give this $150. God's going to bless you. If you got $150 and your light bill is $100, you're already blessed to God. And you better hold on to it. See, they trick folks. They put you on, make you feel like you're doing God's work. But God give us some wisdom. If God has blessed you with light bill money, go pay the light bill. And then if you got any extra, you might pay whatever. But you better beware, because they put you on a guilt trip. They make you feel like you're not blessed unless you do something. And growing up, many of you experienced this. They line folks up and give them, everybody can give $100, line up. And then we're going to pray a special blessing on you. Amen. $50, $25. Sometimes they go to $10, and then everybody else won't get a blessing. That's not the way God works. Man, pay your tithes and offerings. God said he opened the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. God says that, you know, set aside what you're going to give and give it to the glory of God. Be happy to give it. Thank God you're blessed to be given. You could be standing on a corner saying, we'll work hungry. But God has blessed us. And I know one thing, they talk about tithes and offerings. I'm like, you don't have to do it. But let me tell you, I've been blessed through the years for committing to my heart to give that to God. And everybody who from the heart gives it to God, God blesses us. Amen. God blesses you. When you do things for God, He will bless you. Amen. And God is more than provided for us when we do what He says. From the heart, God blesses. That's the kind of God we serve. So you got deceivers, and it's about them and not about Jesus. So you got to beware of those folks. Then we live in perilous times. And the devil doesn't care. He come up in the pulpit. Amen. Somebody years ago told me about somebody was traveling. They ran out of money, so they had grown up in the Christian home. They went to the church and preached the sermon so they could get an offering. Do you believe somebody was getting God's pulpit? And they weren't even a preacher. Deceivers. Liars. Trickery people. Who take advantage of you. And if you stay in the word of God, God will give you some heavenly wisdom. Yes. Amen. I've been in services where they did that, and I didn't move. Because I don't need your hands with some oil on my head. When I can do what God says, and God will bless me. Amen. Amen. And I'll have light bill money. And I have money to have food on the table. Amen. I will have a shelter over my head. Because God blesses us when we honor Him. God wants us to be wise. But you can't be wise unless you know the word of God. And you won't be tricked. Do y'all know that Satan uses scripture? But he twists it for his own purpose. And this is what you need to see. This is why we got to stay in the word. All right, let's look at a classic example. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis, the third chapter. I want to see Satan at work. Satan at work, and he's always on the job. All right, the third chapter of Genesis. Verse 1 says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden." See, false people like to set you up. You know, they tempted Jesus like that. You know, who do we pay taxes to? And other things, they like to put you in a position. And that's why you need to know the word of God. They said, "And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it." Well, let's look at the second chapter in verse 16. And God gave that commandment. Let's start at verse 15. "And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it, to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Well, Eve said, God said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Yeah. We got to rightly divide the word of God, saints. Amen. Amen. Got to rightly divide it. But Satan set her up, trying to get her to fall for his trap. Let's look at verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. You mean he had bold enough to go against what God said? Yeah, he does, and he's still bold to go against what God says today.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. And that's why you need to know the word for yourself.
Yeah.
See, you shall not surely die. Look at what he says, verse 5. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Uh-huh. Oh, look what God said, that you eat of it, you're going to surely die. He said, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made them aprons. And then they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves in the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. You know, they weren't hiding from God before. But the devil is our enemy. He's not concerned about our well-being. The devil is our number one enemy, because we love God and we obey God. So Satan will use scripture, but he twists it for his own purpose.
Amen.
Amen. And he doesn't care if you're gullible, if you're unprepared, if you don't spend time on the word. Some folks don't open their Bible until Sunday. Amen. The Bible's going to be closed and won't be open again until they come to church Sunday again.
Amen.
The Bible teaches us, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We need to spend time in God's word. We need to be memorizing God's word. We need to know what the word of God says, so when the liar, the devil, the deceiver, and his prophets come along, we'll know that's not what God said. And if God didn't say it, I'm not going to follow it. We all walk with Jesus. And I thank God. So the devil will use it. So let's go back. Let's go back. Let's come to the roundhouse. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 15. I'm sorry. 1 Corinthians 15. Back to that 58th verse. There's just so much in God's word, you just can't tell it all.
Amen.
Have to tell on it and keep working. All right, so as I read again, it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. God didn't save us to just sit down.
Amen.
We have work to do. And because we're saved, we can be about good works. Because the Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Oh, we have work to do, saints. Can't just be sitting here waiting for Jesus to come back. All right, so it says, always abounding in the work of the Lord. You don't have to be a preacher to be a teacher. Amen. You don't have to. That'd be a prophet or whatever to do the work of God.
Amen.
As a child of God,
yeah,
there's something you can do.
Amen.
There's something you can do. Let's go to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. I'm reading at the 41st verse. Mark the 9th chapter, verse 41, it says, for whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, Verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. Now that's something that it's not going to draw attention to anything.
Amen.
But a lot of folks want the attention. They want the praise of men.
Amen.
But you can do things for the sake of Christ. Giving a cup of water to somebody.
Yeah.
Amen. In the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. When the person is standing on the corner asking for some money or come up to you. Amen. If you're blessed of the Lord, share what you got.
Amen.
You can't beat God given. The Lord said you're going to have the poor with you always.
Amen.
Amen. And you can't withhold it because you say what they're going to do with it. Because some folks, they are hungry. And they will go to a place and get some food. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
So we got to understand that whatever we do, we got to do all to the glory of God.
Amen.
There was a member here at our church every Sunday when they got to church. Before they came in the building, they went in front of the church and they picked up trash that had blown up by cars, and they picked it up, got it off the front of the church, got it off the steps and the grass and the sidewalks, and put it in the trash faithfully.
Yeah.
He was doing the work of God.
Yeah.
This was God's house.
Yeah.
Amen. We wanted to bring glory to God.
Yeah.
And he didn't want the God's house to be trash scattered around. And he took time and he picked it up every Sunday. He did the work of God.
Yeah,
yeah. He didn't make a fanfare.
Amen.
He didn't get up and testify and say, well, every Sunday, you know, I come in church, I pick up the trash. No, 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 no. You do what you do to the glory of God.
Amen.
You do it because God has helped you to see something that needs to be done. Even now, we have members who do things in this church. We see a flower here, and we see something else here. We see a table here, and I don't know who's done it, but they don't make a fanfare. They do it because this is God's house, and they're working the work of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So whatever you do, do it from the heart. Do it to bring glory to God. Do it to honor him. So we have to be always abounding in the work of the Lord. For this is one thing we know. Payday is coming. Payday is coming. And God's going to reward us for what is right. So I hope that we who are here today, that we have made that commitment in our hearts that I won't be moved. Jesus is my Savior, and we sing the song, I'm going with Jesus all the way. I won't be moved. Will everyone please stand? Oh, we thank God for his